The U.S. Meat Export Federation hosted a group of livestock and food industry leaders from Ecuador so they could learn more about the U.S. meat industry. In this USMEF report, Technical Services Manager Cheyenne McIndeffer explains that Ecuador is a promising but also very challenging market for U.S. red meat.
They're meeting with USMEF to learn what our functions are, both as a marketing association as well as to get an overview of U.S. exports to Ecuador. We have had pork access to Ecuador, but we were closed for beef access since the 2003 BSE case. So that market finally opened in April 2014. So we had a market opening seminar. A lot of the importers were excited to have U.S. beef back in the market. We do have some high-end food service opportunities there as well in the main cities like Quito and Guayaquil. However, as of April 2015, the Ecuadorian government imposed a 45% import surcharge on top of the already high beef duties. So the steps we took in getting product back in the market has kind of been offset because that surcharge makes our beef very, very expensive. So we've seen a setback there, but we've also seen some issues getting import licenses.
U.S. beef has made inroads in markets like Chile, Peru, and Colombia, but Ecuador is more difficult because of the lack of a free trade agreement.
We've had, from last year, a 75% uptick in Colombia. So Colombia is really a success story where we're getting in more beef offals as well as increasing our volumes of high-end middle meats for retail and food service. So we're hoping to carry that over to Ecuador if we can get rid of some of these import challenges. But unlike Colombia and the other countries where we do have FTAs now, that is an issue. Because even without the import surcharge, we still have a 20 to 22% duty on beef, whether it's offals or muscle cuts.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.